Hello.
Oh, hi, Larry. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. So I got your emails, and I wanted to give you a couple of options because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So
I've been calling you guys for 3 months now. You can check all the records. I've spoken to several people. You guys have absolutely done nothing for me. I'm going to actually file a lawsuit against you guys because you guys have done absolutely nothing for me but just take my money. Like, I'm going to write so much bad reviews because this has been the worst experience ever.
I wanted to share something with you, if I may, only because in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 1,467 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, okay? With the Google listing, we've been...
Yeah, it's been all foreign. It's been all foreign people. If you look at who's been clicking my stuff, there's no one in my area. It's all foreign people. It's people in Japan, people in China. I can't make any money from those people.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
you guys have not targeted my area.
One question, because for the Google listing, it has to be targeted in your area. We can't target outside. With Facebook, they usually cover that with you when they're calling you, and they usually set it as a radius. So you shouldn't be getting calls from out of the country. But one
I'm not
thing,
getting one call on my Google number. The only person
that's
called
serious?
Me on my Google number. The only person that has called me on my Google number is you guys. Yesterday, you called me on my Google number. That's the only time I've seen my Google number pop up.
Interesting.
This has been the worst experience. I don't know where the ball got dropped because I've gotten absolutely nothing but just been paying money out month after month.
I think there's a piece of the puzzle that hasn't been completed on your end, so... and I know they've been calling you and emailing you and reaching out to you, and you guys were very, very responsive to us in getting us added to the Facebook page, which is why there's, you know, link clicks there. What I would recommend, whether you continue or not, what I can actually do is remove the Facebook ads from your subscription, and that would lower the past due amount to $199. If you decide to continue with it, the little piece of the puzzle that hasn't been completed on your end, and it's very, very important, it's the Google video verification. They've been sending emails, they've been calling you, leaving messages, and what that is, just so you know, it's not like a Zoom call where you go on a live call with Google. It's just a little form that you go in, you fill it out, you submit some documentation, and then we get on the live call with Google and submit it all. And it's actually a very good thing that they're offering that to you, Larry, because what Google will do is protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to kind of prove to Google that you're a valid business in the area. And because that little piece of the puzzle hasn't been completed, we haven't been able to get the Google listing verified. Do you recall seeing those emails that we've been sending you? It looks like we've been sending them for several months. They're titled Action Needed, Larry Start Google Video Verification. It shows that we've sent them, oh gosh, this goes back to November. Let me go back again. September. Wow, we've been sending these since September. Let me go all the way back to the beginning. Yeah, and so August 16th was the first email that was sent and the first time we reached out to you regarding this issue. And then the last email we sent was on February 20th. We actually followed up again because Google is letting us know, hey, we're going to verify this guy and we're going to publish him and we're open to put him on the first page. But before we do that, we want to solidify that he's a real business in the area. So one thing I'll tell you about that email, Larry, if you wanted to get the account up to speed and complete that, one thing I could do to kind of compensate you, because I don't know where the miscommunication was or why that wasn't completed on your end, but I could put a service credit on here for next month, which means you would pay the $199, your April payment would be free, and you would be paid in full all the way until May 16th. And that gives us plenty of time for you to get that little piece of the puzzle completed, get the business published on the first page, and that way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. Because, of course, we put Facebook ads on initially because it jump starts the profile and gets you results a little bit quicker. But at the end of the day, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. And that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. You know, so I would at least like you to kind of get a taste of the magnitude of what that's going to do for your business. You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So, question. It says you have an assistant named Nikayla. Is she the one that was supposed to kind of take the reins on this and do that piece of the puzzle? Or were you kind of handling that and she was just helping you with the Facebook? Or?
Yeah, she was supposed to be handling that.
Okay, so when we send out the emails and when we call, they go to info@beforeyousayyesny.com. Does she have access to that email?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She does. Interesting. Yeah, so I think she's just been, you know, not getting it done. I can call her and explain it if you think that that would help. And just so you know, Larry, there's about 7 different suggestions on that email. So it'll say, please submit an invoice with your business address. Please submit a business card if you have one. If you don't have a business card, you can send a picture of your work vehicle with some tools or even your business license or registration. So she doesn't have to submit all 7 items on that, but she needs to submit as much as she can, because when we get on the live video call with Google, that's what's going to help get you published. You know what I mean? Do you
right.
want me to maybe forward it to you so that you could get it done? Because I know that that's where you're going to see a huge impact to your business. Okay, so
yeah,
what's a better email for you?
You could send it to that last that email.
Oh, it'll
before.
Come to you too.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it, Larry.
Yeah,
and then as far as the $199, you don't have to pay that today. If you need a little bit of time, that's okay. We can push it out for you. But either way, I'm going to put a note on here that we're putting a service credit on for next month, and that way we'll have time to get this piece of the puzzle completed for you, okay?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I just sent that to you too. So if you want to check and make sure that you got it, if you check your inbox and you don't see it, check the filtered mail. We send from a very large Gmail server. Now, you've been with us for a long time, so I'm pretty sure it'll go straight to your inbox. But just in case, you'll see that email. It's titled Action Needed, Larry Start Google Video Verification.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, oh, you're very welcome. And then I'll follow up with you, you know, sometime next week if I don't hear from you sooner, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Larry. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.